What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the snowstorm. I'm Newell Norman, and we are happy to be here this morning to give you the latest. We are joined by Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, Newell.
So, Scott, give us a little bit of an update of the latest of what's going on in Jefferson Parish.
Well, all things considered, Jefferson Parish has done very well through this. We had no pressure issues water-wise, no lift station issues through all the cold. There were some calls that were handled by JPSO. There were four accidents yesterday. 23 people were stranded. So, again, we're stressing to stay off the roads, if at all possible, because this is not a safe environment to drive in. And Sheriff Lapinto yesterday expressed concern that today would be worse than yesterday because people are going to get cabin fever, see things starting to melt, and hit the road a little bit more. So don't be that person. Don't be stuck in the snow and force somebody to come out and rescue you because you had to get out for some reason. Most businesses are still closed. Parish government is still closed. So stay inside if at all possible. That's the overriding message today. Outside of that, the parish did sign an emergency contract to bring in some snow plows to help, but this will just be for major arteries to get hospital paths clear and to clear the way for emergency vehicles to be able to respond. This is not an invitation for people to go out and drive all over the place and think the roads are clear. Some roads and streets won't be touched by snow plows, obviously. This is an emergency situation trying to get the biggest areas open as possible so they can be traversed in case of emergency, but not for everybody to go drive on immediately.
So I guess it's, the interstate is still closed through Jefferson Parish. Is that correct?
Yes. As far as I know, I haven't seen anything otherwise.
Yeah. When do you guys anticipate the snowplow operations commencing?
I'm not sure of the timeline yet. The parish president just let us know about that this morning, that they were coming in, I imagine, as soon as possible. And I know that some of the ones, I'm not positive it's all of the ones that are in New Orleans right now, but at least some are helping with a path to EJ this morning to clear that, East Jefferson Hospital on West Esplanade. Outside of that, I don't know the particulars about which plows and where and when, but I know they're going to be on the streets as soon as possible.
Power outages in Jefferson Parish, where do y'all stand?
Haven't had many. In our call last night, it was there were very few. I want to say that we saw up to about 2,000 across the parish this morning. I haven't seen an updated number, but I know Entergy is responding as quickly as possible to those. I asked our Entergy representative on our call last night if there were any weather impediments, and they said no, other than just getting to the location slowly and carefully because of the ice on the roads, but they are responding to outages as they happen. It's not like a hurricane, really, where you have to wait for the wind to get below 35 miles per hour to get people up there safely or whatever it may be, but this is just as they get it, they're getting to it as quickly and as safely as possible to address the outages. Nothing has been long-lasting or widespread so far.
Received a number of texts this morning as well as last night and actually early on during the day as it relates to loss of Internet, Cox service, you know, a lot of services that are provided to homeowners through the Cox infrastructure. Anything on that?
I have not, from any of our social media or any of the emails we've gotten or any of the communications that we've gotten, heard anything about Jefferson Parish having major AT&T or Cox Internet problems. I have AT&T. Mine has been fine, but I can only speak on what I've heard and what we've heard from representatives from those companies, which is nothing from those representatives, and haven't really seen coming in on our end any big complaints about outages.
Yeah, people tend to complain about it because it's their only connection to what's going on with the news and otherwise. You've been there, you understand it. They get a little anxious. You know, they're texting in, they're listening to us on radio, but they're trying to entertain kids at home too. So.
I get it.
Yeah, I drove in this morning, and what a lot of people don't understand is that it's a lot more challenging to drive in the aftermath of snow than during a snowstorm.
I'm looking outside right now, Newell.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing water dripping off my roof. All that water that's dripping and everything you're seeing melting right now in the morning sun is going to refreeze later tonight and into tomorrow. So we're going to have ice all over roads still tomorrow, and plows aren't going to fix that. Salt at a certain point isn't going to fix it. You've got diminishing returns at a certain point on this stuff. So even if it looks safe, it's probably not safe until probably late Thursday into Friday.
That is so true. I mean, it was different this morning. I have four-wheel drive, so it's a little bit easier to manage, and I have some experience in driving in the snow. But there are a lot of people – I shouldn't say a lot. There were several people that I saw on the roadway this morning because I really didn't see that many. But the few that I did, you could tell they were having an issue. And if you're driving over 8 miles an hour, it's too much.
And I've seen people going down my street, 20 mile an hour street. Sometimes that doesn't even apply during snow, and people seem they can get through it. And I've seen spinning, I've seen swerving, and it's just, we can't emphasize enough, it is not safe. And some people think they're superheroes and can drive in anything, but again, there's really no reason to be out right now.
Yeah, and I would remind people, Scott, that kids are off of school. And a lot of these kids, the first time they're ever going to see snow, and they're out, they'll be out there in large numbers today running, playing in the street, thinking that it's the winter wonderland, and you can't be going down the street at 25, 30 miles an hour. You have no control.
Right. And right now you don't know where the street ends and where the sidewalk begins. And it's in a lot of places it hasn't been touched yet. So, yeah, I saw kids walking down our streets and walking around the playground, and cars come down the street. They don't see the car coming. It's just a very different environment than we're used to right now. So, again, stay off the streets. But if you're on the streets, pay attention to what's around you, because it's a very different scenario than what you normally see.
Scott, this is a little different than, in the aftermath of a hurricane, right? I mean, some of the challenges have yet to reveal themselves. We kind of know in the aftermath of a hurricane the damage that was done, how much infrastructure damage. We usually by this time already have the assessments. But with this type of event, it's almost like we're still waiting, right?
Right, and we still have a lot of freezing temperatures to go through. So we ask you again, if you're running your pipes, if you're running your faucets to keep water running through your pipes and you're doing that drip, make sure you do it at a very small drip, and that when you can turn it off, you turn it off, because we've been fine, as I mentioned earlier, on our pressure issues in Jefferson Parish, but we don't want to strain the system, and we don't want to be in a position where we end up in a boil water advisory. This is a lot of uncharted territory, as you said, so that could happen if there are issues. And look, a year ago at this time, we had that major water main break at the East Bank treatment plant on Jefferson Highway. Mm-hmm. Our infrastructure is old. Our pipes are fragile. And as this freezes and unfreezes and freezes again, you don't know what will happen, as you alluded to. So far, so good, knock on wood. But until we're back below freezing and our normal shorts and T-shirt weather in January, then I'm not going to be comfortable.
Parish office buildings obviously closed today. What does the rest of the week hold?
Closed today and tomorrow as well, and garbage service will likely resume on Friday. We are not running garbage service today or tomorrow in Jefferson Parish, but it will likely resume Friday, assuming the roads are safe for everybody to be out and about.
Again, just the wait and see to see, how fast the melt will actually occur. And as you said, I saw, in the sun today, just this morning when I left the home, left house at 8:30, you could see there was already some melt going on. It was 28 degrees outside. And it was kind of interesting. But again, this evening, all of that's going to refreeze.
Yeah, and man, when I woke up, the most alarming thing for me is to look out and see the sun beating down the snow. It's very bright.
Yeah.
It's extremely bright outside right now, all over the place, because the sun's reflecting up off the snow. So that's another hazard as you drive. It's just reflecting all over. So I think everybody, for the most part, has handled things very well. There's very, very little traffic out there yesterday. Hopefully it remains that way today, but can't say enough about the people who are out there working, doing their jobs despite these circumstances, all of our first responders that have responded to so much. Look, we had on the West Bank yesterday 18 calls for service to JPFD, on the East Bank 12 calls. Nothing real major, kind of random things, but there were a few that involved fire pits being too close to homes when people are outside enjoying a fire in this weather, too close to their homes, and some space heater issues, too, that were too close to carpet or too close to curtains. Obviously, that easily starts a fire. So JPSO is out there. JPFD is out there, and we've got our EMS responders that are out there, too, doing yeoman's work in this situation, which is very different than what we're used to.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Final thoughts?
Yeah, let me just give you the EOC hotline number real quick. If anybody has any issues, this is kind of a one-stop shop. Call in and we'll get your issue taken care of. It's 504-349-5360. That's the Jefferson Parish EOC, 504-349-5360. And I think I've covered everything on my list. Just be safe, be smart, use common sense, everybody.
Thank you, Scott. Truly appreciate you joining us this morning. Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line as we provide our continuing coverage of the winter event. When we come back, we'll visit with Craig Giacomine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. A lot of folks asking questions there, and we'll try to get them answered when we return.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Stay with us. Our continuing coverage of the snow event, this historic winter storm. Actually, the numbers that we posted and the accumulation rates were about on par with what happened on Valentine's Day, February 14th and the 15th, 1895. That's how long it's been since we've had snow at the same accumulation rates that we've experienced this time. We're joined by Craig Giacomon, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
Again, congratulations for achieving top 100 Generac dealers in the country. I guess you're still in Nashville because the airport shut down. There's no flying in today. But a lot of folks are asking, Craig, you know, you have a lot of new clients, recent generator owners, any precautions, anything they should do today as opposed to what was happening yesterday?
Yeah, well, yesterday we put out a Facebook post and we had pictures of, you know, clearing the snow around 3 feet around the generator from front, back, side, you know, the whole entire area around the generator to keep the snow from getting into the machine. So, I mean, that's one of the biggest things right now. But as far as, like, I've been monitoring the energy outage map, and, I mean, power hours are pretty much a minimum right now, which is great. You know, the system seems like it's holding. But, you know, I mean, later on, who knows, you know. But right now, it's doing great just from what we're monitoring.
Yeah, it's kind of different with this storm. We were just talking to Scott Walker from Jefferson Parish about how it's this wait and see to see how the melt actually and the refreeze impacts the infrastructure and some of the assets, like a generator.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. You know, some of the guys actually yesterday were able to get out, but they were pertaining more to the neighborhood. So we have units all over Louisiana, and you know, a lot of technicians. So they were just basically taking care of the neighbors, which was pretty cool. Yesterday, we were watching it. Some of them couldn't drive, but they were able to walk a block or two to take care of a generator for some of these homeowners, which was great.
Some folks were asking whether or not natural gas is impacted by this extremely cold weather.
I don't really see, you know, we don't really see, you know, we monitor the generators and we're not seeing any type of gas pressure faults coming up on any of the monitoring systems, you know, which is great. So, and usually like, some of the systems that that we're monitoring, I mean, if the gas pressure does drop, even if the unit's not running, we actually get a signal, an alarm that will tell us of a low pressure drop. We haven't seen anything, so there's no faults or anything coming in. So, you know, that's what's really cool about these generators, that we can monitor the gas pressure coming in, you know, without the unit even running.
Best advice for people today relative to generators?
You know, best advice I can give is just, you got time and if you want to go outside, just walk outside, you know, hit the manual button. Just let the thing start up, run for 5 minutes. I know normally they exercise once a week. I say at least start up once a day just to make sure, you know, let it run for 5 minutes and put it back in auto and put it back in standby.
Yeah. And that kind of regenerates the battery and everything else, right?
Yeah, it gives you an indication if you're going to have a weak battery or not. You know, this time of the year, we always talk about when it comes to batteries is cold cranking amps. This is where you know if your battery is good or not, you know, so it's cold cranking amps is what that battery needs to turn over to start that generator up. But I would do that right now just to, you know, once a day for right now, just so things warm up.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
I know I was enjoying all the pictures on, you know, people post on Facebook and on WWL radio, WWL TV, on the different Facebook pages. It looked like everybody's having fun yesterday. But I think over the next day or so, which is today, people are going to be pretty much fed up with the snow and ready for it to melt. You know, people get cabin fever being in the home. So it's nice right now, but, you know, it's going to be a pain in about another few hours once it starts melting and it gets, you know, refreezes again. So.
Yeah, I think people are hitting that threshold level really quick. they're fed up with it already. I think it was nice, and it's going to be nice this morning with the kids. But by this afternoon, it's like I'm done with this already. Right?
I saw one of the funniest things yesterday because I was showing the guys. I mean, we're dealing with people from Wisconsin, Canada, Maine. You know, they're all at this convention. And they were asking me, they said, man, how are you guys holding up? And I said, so we're doing all right. And they said, man, look, you guys got more snowfall than we've gotten all year so far. And I'm like, really? So they actually had a video of a guy with an airboat driving down the, you know, riding the airboat down the road. And it was showing the different videos. And these guys are like, man, y'all crazy. You know, he said, it looks like you're having a good time down there. You know, so.
Yeah, it's a case of first instance for a lot of folks, for sure. Well, Craig, stay safe. Safe travels home. You may be stuck in Nashville through the end of the week, for sure, huh?
We're kind of looking at maybe going out to Vegas or something until Saturday. Cause I don't think we're going to be able to get home. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out something to do. But in Nashville, it's cold. I mean, it's cold over here. There's no snow. I mean,
what was the temperature this morning?
Digits. I think it was around like, 11 or 12 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And then with the wind chill, you know, you're down to probably, you know, 1 degree or something like that. It's pretty rough.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But there's no snow.
No snow.
So we can't enjoy it. So.
Yeah. Well, good deal, Craig. Thank you so much for joining us. Craig Giacomond, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. We want to hear from you, what your experience has been, any challenges that you may have had, problems. If we can help in trying to find a resolution for you, we'll do that as well. Stay with us. Well, great news in Jefferson Parish. I just got some pictures that a friend of mine sent me. Three snowplows working their way down West Esplanade. So that's great news. Obviously, it's great to see a plan, see it executed in real time, right? And joining us is WWL Sports Director Steve Geller. Steve, I just got these pictures. This is welcome news for sure.
Definitely. And I got a text from my wife. She headed back to our house. She was at her mom's. We live in Metairie, too. And there was still, you know, snow in the driveway, all icy and everything. But all as good as the house, thankfully. So I'm happy to hear about that.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go to Chip on line one. Chip, welcome to the show.
Yes, had a little trouble with the phone, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just kind of concerned about the fact that the Pelicans hadn't canceled tonight's game, despite the fact that we're going to have melting snow turn into ice, people going home from the game at 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night. It's going to be ridiculous road conditions.
Well, the team is meeting. Their officials are meeting currently and determining whether it is going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off tonight in the Smoothie King Center, or will they have the game scheduled for another day? Things are still to be determined. The game is not definite for this evening right now, but as of this moment, it is still going on.
Could they play that game like tomorrow afternoon or something, or no? I mean, the Bucks are in town. They
right.
came in town early in anticipation of the snow event. They can't get out. The airports are shut down, right? And I know that flights, I just got an alert about flights canceling from the airport. They're canceling tomorrow. It's up to the airlines. It looks like most airlines are canceling their flights tomorrow. Only two right now. I have two flights that are scheduled to get out of here.
Yeah, I would imagine that depending on Milwaukee's schedule, they would be able to work something out. I'm sure the league, the NBA, will get involved as well. I did see just before coming in here with you, too, that the LSU women's basketball team has a big matchup set against South Carolina. That has been postponed from Thursday to a Friday tip-off at South Carolina, so they won't be playing tomorrow.
Yeah, because they can't fly out either.
Exactly.
I saw something earlier this morning that Baton Rouge Airport is shut down.
Yeah, exactly. So that game has been pushed back. And like I said, a huge matchup between two teams there that are undefeated in the SEC.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Chip, stand by. I mean, they still haven't decided. Trying to trying to reschedule games in the NBA is not easy, right?
I would imagine, though, it's going to be difficult to try, not just for the teams to get to the arena, the fans, but also staffing the entire thing from parking to concessions.
Yeah.
Definitely a nightmare for them over there right now.
No, absolutely. And I guess if I was a betting man, I'd say they probably delay this game. I mean, they could theoretically play without fans, right?
Right. I was wondering if they would possibly move tip-off up so it wasn't such a late finish this evening. Like he mentioned, you'd be getting out around 9:30, 10 o'clock this evening if you have a 7 o'clock start. Could you possibly move the start time up for that game today, maybe a 4 o'clock tip-off?
Well, the difficulty is you got all officials saying, stay at home, stay alive, right?
That, exactly, right. And then it's like, no, come out for a basketball game.
Right. You know, so, I mean, I don't envy the pressure that the machinations that they're having to go through at the present time. Because making up a game with that NBA schedule is not easy.
And the parking situation right now in that area is a bit of a mess because of the Super Bowl, the preparations going on. So even without the issues of the snow, there was the parking concerns as well because you can't, there's certain areas you can't go right now around the Smoothie King.
And Steve, that's kind of interesting too because there's a whole series of touch points on a timeline that it gets more and more restrictive around the dome, right? The closer to the event you get, the
18 days till Super Bowl,
The number of restrictions go up. I don't know if we touch any of those this week, but that would just even complicate it even more.
Yeah, it seems like a little bit of a nightmare over there right now for the folks at the Smoothie King Center and the Pelicans trying to figure what to do right now with this game. Set the tip off at 7 o'clock. We know the weather issues, road issues, and also, just like I mentioned, the parking situation around the arena is not ideal at the moment either.
I haven't been able to, on my way home. I don't go that way. I was kind of curious about the snow accumulation on the top of the dome. I don't know if that roof is, I guess the heat from inside of the dome, it rises, and maybe that creates a melt, or whether or not there's that much snow up there and the weight factor on that roof. I was kind of curious about that. I mean, that's a – I don't know how many acres. I remember at one time they said it's acres and acres of roof up there, right?
Yeah, we don't want to see a situation many years ago. I don't know if you remember the dome in Minnesota ended up collapsing from all the weight of the snow there. I don't think that
– That was a different kind of roof though, right?
Right, exactly. So I don't think the weight from what we got – yesterday would be impacting the dome roof that much, but I don't know for certain. It'd be interesting to see, like you said, an aerial shot right now of what that roof of the Superdome looks like.
Have you ever seen the gutters around the bottom, ring of the roof? I mean, they're like, 12, 13 feet high.
Huge.
I mean, when you think of gutters, it's like, oh my God, these are like canals that are running around that thing, that drained it. So that's kind of interesting. Let's go to Sam on line one. Sam, out in Gretna. What say you, Sam?
Hey, Newell. Hey, Steve. Great coverage throughout the day. Appreciate everything. I'm in line with the previous caller. Unfortunately, a lot of this is NBA decision. So hopefully no one's sending Miss Gale nasty emails or anything. A couple of things to add, though. Milwaukee has to play Miami in their arena up north tomorrow night.
Okay, so they do have a game tomorrow.
Tomorrow would be out. So the only thing I would wonder is, did Milwaukee make it in town the other day or not?
Town Monday.
They came in town Monday.
Okay, then. Well, that means if they got to be in their arena tomorrow, I'm sure it could fly out tomorrow when the airport opens up. So long story short, rescheduling our game tonight, then the NBA would have to reschedule too. And what's interesting is keeping people hanging to the last minute. If you remember a couple of weeks ago with the fires in California, right away they were quick to reschedule the Lakers and Clippers games. Yeah. And it wasn't an access deal. It was just simply what we're facing here, tying up resources that are needed for more important things. And, Noah, you mentioned, Steve, both of y'all mentioned about not just fans, like, you know, if I'm a season ticket holder, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Even if I lived in the ninth ward, right? But
well, unfortunately for the Pels, a lot of season ticket holders have not been going.
Ouch. That's for sports talk. Yeah. But all your support staff, the arena working staff, the police detail they have down there that are tied up with the roadway situation, keeping things blocked off, and also the safety of the players getting to the arena. I mean, I don't think we have many players living across the street in those new apartments on Loyola. I think Brandon Ingram's got an apartment there, but you know these guys have homes like out in Harahan, Kenner, etc.
Sure.
Their
Absolutely.
Safety getting to the arena. So I'm hopefully the NBA will grow a brain
we'll hear something real soon. I would venture to say
but it's not
before
a policy
noon.
Decision, though.
I think you're right, Noel. Right.
I think before noon we're going to hear something. I think they wanted to see what the weather was actually going to do. You know, we talked about the sun coming out. We talked about the melt. But I'm going to tell you, if Poydras is anything like Canal Street, it's like Canal Street when I drove in it's an ice skating rink. I mean,
I saw someone with hockey skates and a stick last night, you know, out there. So that was wild.
They talking your language.
Yeah, right. So that was wild to me. I was like, I can't believe we got basically a rink downtown that was unexpected.
Yeah, absolutely. And it last night when I drove home around 10:30, it was thick, the ice.
Yeah.
On Canal Street. I would say probably almost 2 inches.
Unreal. I know, like, during the day here with the sun coming now, even on our building, the melting going on, some, you know, the ice chunks have been falling through down through the window, you can hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the call. We got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We'll be right back with Steve Geller. We'll talk a little bit more when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back to our continuing coverage of this historic winter storm, and it's impacted us in so many different ways, and some obviously more important than others, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But while I have access to Steve Geller here, and I'm not letting him out of the studio, unlike the New York Jets who let Aaron Glenn leave New York,
right.
They said they would not do that, but it actually happened. So where do we stand? I mean, no one can fly in here for an in-person interview. I mean, this thing is all mangled up, the whole process.
Yeah, the storm definitely affecting the Saints' search for our next head coach. They had some interviews scheduled for yesterday, today. Those have been pushed back to later this week. Hopefully they can start, you know, getting guys to fly in tomorrow. Mike Kafka, the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants, still has an in-person interview, as does Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Still waiting to hear about a possible sit down with former Dallas Cowboys head coach and Mike McCarthy. And yeah, the Saints are still in pursuit of Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator, who, like you mentioned, met with the New York Jets for a long time yesterday, ended up leaving and flying back to Detroit to be with his family. I don't know if it's to maybe mull things over with them, hash things out, and get ready for taking the job and making the move. There's been some reports that Glenn is gathering some names for his staff, and that it is expected for him to take over as the next head coach of the New York Jets. But nothing is finalized yet. I did see one New York Jets beat reporter tweeting out that, yeah, nothing is finalized for New York right now, and the Saints are still making a heavy push to talk to Glenn. So maybe they at least get a sit-down with him before he does make a decision.
Interestingly, the Jets have not been the most stable organization by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Yeah, you look at the organization there, they've made some awful decisions when it comes to personnel in their coaching staff and even with their roster. And a lot of folks want to call the Saints maybe an unattractive job in the NFL because of some of the issues they've had dealing with the salary cap as well. But when you look at least the stability here that Ms. Benson and her staff have provided with this team, and how many people rave about the ownership that she has brought to the city that she continues to have, it seems like a little better of a situation if you're a head coach to want to be dealing with the Saints front office, if you would say, than the Jets ownership, which has been an absolute mess.
Yeah, I mean, the Saints organization have a history of being loyal almost to a fault.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You and I talked about that the other day.
Right.
I'm always mystified in some ways knowing that sports is very emotional. You know, when you think about a management of an organization, I can't imagine that I'm going to agree with every decision that they make. Of course, I know so much less than they do, right?
We think we know.
I have to remind myself and pinch myself and say, you know, knucklehead, you don't really know what they know, right?
Sure.
No. But it is what it is, and that's the emotion wrapped around the game.
No, we've talked about it definitely. The one of the big concerns for this team going into next year is the aging roster and some of your key pieces on offense and defense. Just they're getting up there in age and really, you know, mentioning the defensive side, guys like Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu, what's their future hold in New Orleans right now? It's still kind of foggy. Even a guy like Cam Jordan after the year, I felt like he was on almost a farewell tour with how many interviews he was doing all over the place.
Steve, what's interesting is that there is some significance to this timeline, right? I mean, you want things kind of stable, pieces and parts put together. There are a number of teams out there competing for the same talent in the same talent pool of coaches,
yeah,
right? And then because you want to have yourself together before you even start talking about the draft.
Yeah, the Chicago Bears have solidified their head coach. They took, you know, Ben Johnson, the Detroit Lions offensive coordinator. It looked like the Jaguars were in heavy pursuit of Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator Liam Cohen. He's pulled his name back. So he's staying with the Buccaneers on a new contract where he's going to be getting paid, I think, the, you know, highest contract for an offensive coordinator now in the NFL. So right now the Jags are back in the mix with the Saints competing for these coaches that are currently available, if you would say. But there's also some of the teams like a Buffalo and Joe Brady, their OC, who are still in the mix in these playoffs. And it's really hard to get a hold of them and have a sit down with them where they're getting ready for the AFC, NFC championships. Also, Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore, who has had a virtual interview with the Saints. You know, he's unavailable right now because he's dealing with getting ready for trying to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what an awful thing. He's tied up.
A little bit busy, right? There's some other things going on right now. But yeah, for the Saints, it's like, well, we're trying to get our staff together. And you mentioned the draft just next week. We got the Senior Bowl cranking up, so they're trying to, you know, gauge those prospects, and you would want your head coach to be a part of that. It's not a necessity,
right?
But, you know, your scouting department will be out there for sure. But with the Saints right now, things are so up in the air because of the weather event has made things much more difficult for them trying to get these guys in person. You could continue to do these Zoom calls, but you know, there's nothing like sitting across from somebody and having a conversation with them.
Right, absolutely. And then you have kind of the difficulty of the situation with Riz, right? I mean, he's sitting here, and I guess technically still the interim head coach and part of the interview process as well. And meanwhile, he's interviewing with other teams.
Yeah, that's, like you mentioned, it's a whole weird, complicated situation the Saints have to deal with that, you know, they're still considering him for that head coaching job for them. But in the meantime, there are other teams. Well, even the New York Jets had interviewed Riz for their head coaching spot, but some other teams like the Denver Broncos and a few others are interested in acquiring him as their special teams coordinator. So if he gets spurned from the Saints for the head coaching job, what's to say he's not like, well, you know, I've had my run here. I don't want to come back as the special teams coordinator. I can just go somewhere else and do that. And wouldn't that be something if he ends up joining Sean Payton in Denver?
There's a history.
There is a history, right. Connect the dots.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot going on. It's interesting, you know.
The soap opera continues, right.
Yeah, and the soap opera is complicated by this snow event. I mean, it's in so many different ways. I mean, we just talked about the Pelicans, that challenge. We're now talking about this, getting people in and that challenge. And you don't really understand the fragility of a lot of this until a weather event strikes and the whole thing is, you know, a shambles.
I don't know. Since I've been here since 2000, you know, folks call this the Big Easy. This place is anything but easy.
Yeah, but we're resilient. We bounce back.
Oh, for sure, right.
And we know how to take a bad event and make it into a fun event.
And definitely know how to party, that's for sure,
right. In a matter of hours, right? And some say that that's a weakness. Other believe it's a strength. I fall more on the strength side.
For sure. I'm with you right there for sure.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you so much for joining us and sitting in with us today. You
got some heat in this room today.
Actually, it's amazing. It's about 15 degrees warmer in this studio today. It's been, folks, not that we're complaining, but it's been about 52 to 54 in the studio for the last couple of – wait, what day is today? Wednesday.
I know. I've been checking too.
Actually, I started taking layers off this morning, which is unusual. We'll be right back, folks, with Michael Heck after we get back from the top of the hour news break.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.